Chapter 11. Now, let us inquire whether the Lord took any care to give a revelation beforehand about the water and about the cross. Indeed, about the water, it is written in reference to Israel that they would not receive the immersion which brings the remission of sins. Instead, they will build another for themselves. For the prophet says, "Be astonished, O heaven, and let the earth tremble at this, because this people has committed two wicked deeds. They have forsaken me, a fountain of life, and have dug a pit of death for themselves. Is the mountain of my Holy One Sinai a desert rock? For you will be as the fledglings of a bird, fluttering about when they are ejected from the nest." And again the prophet says, "I will go before you and level mountains, and I will break gates of bronze and shatter bars of iron. And I will give you treasures, dark, secret, unseen, that they may know that I am the Lord God. And he will dwell in a lofty cave of a strong rock." And what does he say in reference to the sun? "His water is trustworthy. You will see a king with glory, and your soul will meditate on the fear of the Lord." And again he says in another prophet, "And the man who does these things will be like the tree planted near the channels of the waters, which will bring forth its fruit in due time, and his leaf will not fall off, and all that he does will prosper. Not so are the impious, not so. Instead, they are like the dust which the wind sweeps away from the face of the earth. For this reason, impious men will not stand up in judgment, nor sinners in a council of righteous men. For the Lord knows the way of righteous men, and the way of impious men will perish." Notice how he has described both the water and the cross at the same time. For these words mean, happy are those who have placed their hope in the cross and have descended into the water. Because, indeed, he speaks of their reward in due time. At that time, he declares, "I will repay." But now he says, "Their leaves will not fall off." This means that every word which proceeds out of your mouth in faith and love will profit many for conversion and hope. And again, another prophet says, "And the land of Jacob was praised above all the earth." This means that he glorifies the vessel of his spirit. Then, what does he say? "And there was a river flowing on the right, and blooming trees arose from it, and whoever eats of them will live to the age." This means that we indeed descend into the water full of sins and filth. And come up, bearing fruit in our hearts, having fear and hope in Jesus in the Spirit. And whoever eats of them will live to the age. He declares that this means that whoever hears these things uttered and puts faith in them will live to the age.